Hi, I'm DJ.
Underground tunes and community news. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We rock with a rhythm. We rock, rock, rock
high. Winnipeg Arena is on fire. CKUW 95.9.
Doing CKW 95.9 FM, this show, Winnipeg Arena is on fire. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. And what do those hours have for you? Bunch of music, that's for sure. I'll give you as much music as I can. I'll shut up pretty soon. I will tell you this, interview guest of the week in 30 minutes or more, 30 minutes from now. He is Anthony Alexander Vallad. He's an artist in this city, musician, does a music project where I have a lot of hard time pronouncing the name of adalimumab. He says it better than I do. So why don't you listen to his interview 30 minutes from now. Anthony Alexander Vallad will be my guest. Interview guest of the week. What happens an hour from now? Comic book radio theater. That's right, you get some theater. If you haven't had enough of it, you get some radio theater. Me reading you a comic book. We will continue our story with Thor, the mighty Thor, as he battles a demon who feasts on nightmares. Yes, feasts on nightmares. He has a perplexing situation. I wouldn't want to be a part of this, but that's why Thor is a hero, and I'm not. Okay? Comic book. Radio theater in about an hour from now. I'll read you some Thor. Okay, let's get on with things. How about this? I'm just going to spin you some punk rock, alternative rock, stuff that I like. You may not, but I like it. And CKW lets me play it all I like. So I'm going to do that. All right, let's start off with a buddy of mine out of Kelowna, B.C. She is KMVP, KMVP. Start off with her. Also get in some Bobby Lee's and 10-foot pole, plus some Pack AD, one of my favorites, Pack AD. Well, anyway, we'll get all in there. I will spin the CDs that I have here at the studio and all that. And, let's set it off with some KMVP. strum those strings, and let's begin. CKUW 95.9 FM, we do this from the University of Winnipeg.
I'm cold. is the Star Wars X-Wing Fighter and the Star Wars TIE Fighter. Spaceships and Luke Skywalker sold separately. Batteries not included.
I'll get you this time, Luke. Reactivate X-Wings.
Both with flashing lights and sound.
Ahead, there go the solar panels.
And Darth Vader got away.
Force is with me. Luke Skywalker wins again.
Kenner's Star Wars X-Wing Fighter, TIE Fighter, and action figures all sold separately.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Perfect.
Yes.
I'm lying on my ears on a boulevard, hoping you'll answer the prayer. I stand right above you, start talking right to me, I know you're there. So sending a messenger signal or something to show me you care. I'm Dorothy waiting, the tornado taking me, I don't know where. Oh, I sit in the back of the plane as they tell me the rules of the game. Now drink up your soda and sit there real pretty, I will make a trade. Oh, one pound of flesh, no you won't need the rest, we'll get more for you, may. Now watch as your body, your face disappear, oh it's gonna be great. So come and find me in the Hollywood junkyard, I'm gonna be a star. Find me with my eyes like diamonds. They say I'm gonna go far. They're telling me everything that I go on, but I don't think it's true. They asked that the truth, but the thought of the plan, they can make them anew. They're giving you everything that you could want, it was all for you.
they sell you one piece at a time to your body and start turning blue. So come and find me in the Hollywood junkyard. I'm gonna be a star. Yeah, come and find me with my eyes like diamonds. They say I'm gonna go far.
Ago, Halloween, evil had a shape. Terror had a night. And now he's back.
Six bodies, Sherry, that's what I've seen. I tell you, Michael Myers is here in this town.
Halloween 4, the return of Michael Myers.
He's come home to kill.
Halloween 4, rated R.
Starts Friday, October 21st at theaters everywhere.
Thank you. big man at your my house.
I'll bring my guys. You have yours.
I've got Junkyard Dog.
It's World Wrestling Federation Superstars.
I've got Brutus Beefcake.
Here's George the Animal Steel.
I've got Great Hammer Valentine.
Ricky the Dragon Steel. Yeah.
They're so real.
And Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Can you tell the difference? Wrestling Superstars, they're for real. Each sold separately from LJN.
Yeah!
Another day I wake up, not really rested, and every move reminds me of the wounds that never healed right. What have I gained from being daily tested? I guess I learned just enough to make it through the night. I'm so tired of this game.
You think I hold you back just wait to drive around, but I'm the one who keeps
Pops are back. Yes, that special Mini Pops magic is back in a brand new album. We're the Mini Pops. Mini Pops Volume 2 features all new material, hot off the charts. It's cute, it's fun, and it's fantastic. We're the Mini Pops, only from KTEL, and it's in stores now.
You should be put in a zoo, but you're not. You're free, and you're free to listen to CKUW 95.9 FM. That was the Pack AD back there, two in a row from them. Let me grab my notes. Let's see. Oh, this pen kind of fell on my chest there. Started off with KMVP, two in a row from her, and then we had Matt Ellis. Two in a row from him. He's from the Toronto area. The Bobby Lees from Syracuse, New York. Played their song. Got in some Haley and the Crushers. It fails me to where and when they're from. Stuff like that. I'm fumbling all over the place. Let's fumble on to Toronto, Ontario once again. We listened to the Imploders, two in a row from them. Then, I cannot remember for sure, either Idaho or Wyoming, but 10-foot pole from there. They originally started off in California, I know that. But we had 10-foot pole, something a bit newer from them. And then, yeah, you just heard it right there. Two in a row from Vancouver's The Pack, A.D. Hello out there to Maya and Becky, who are in the band. You're great. All right, speaking of great, Anthony Alexander Vlad. Anthony Alexander Vlad. Let's talk music with him. Let's do that. He was nice enough to come into the studio, like be present in person and everything. None of this phone tag stuff. No. He came in person, met with me face to face. Let's go to that interview. If I'm not wrong, this might have been originally we talked, what, 5 years ago? Something like that. Anyway, let's talk with Anthony Alexander Vlad. He's great. And you'll find out how great he is in just moments. I will play some music of his that was brand new at the time. He's done a lot of other stuff since then. Anyway, you can check him out. A lot of times he's around the graffiti gallery on Hagen Street. A lot of times he's there with his band that I could hardly pronounce the name of it. Let's let him pronounce it instead. And let me get on with things here. CKUW 95.9 FM. We're going to have our interview guest of the week in due time pretty soon. I will tell you that. You are listening to Winnipeg Arena is on fire. I'm your host, Martin. Yeah, let's get this going right now. We are the 95.9 FM CKUW. We are your commercial-free alternative. We'll be right back.
That is excellent music. You're hearing it here, CKUW 95.9 FM in the afternoon. Set it really slow to sound dramatic. All right. Right now, I am sitting here with Anthony Alexander Valed.
Ooh. Most people don't say my last name right, so.
Did I say it right?
You did.
I did. Okay. All right. I thought I did it wrong. You do performing around the city. It is music that's it's very danceable, but it's also very artistic as well. First off, you perform under a stage name. How do you pronounce your band name, and what does it mean?
My band name is a diethylamide. That's how you say a diethylamide.
Diethylamide.
A diethylamide. And, what does it mean? Well, it means a lot of things.
Okay, go.
But it's mostly the chemical compound LSD, and then I changed around the letters because I didn't understand why it was LSD and not LAD.
Oh.
Because it's lysergic acid diethylamide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is acid.
Okay, so why do you call yourself that? Do you have like a huge drug past or maybe even present?
I don't actually, but I did do acid like twice in my life, but I'd rather do mushrooms. I don't do those. I do them rarely, but It was more like I wanted to make a name that would draw people in, even if they couldn't say it or not.
So it once again, the proper pronunciation of your band name is a diethylamide.
Oh, a diethylamide.
A diethylamide. All right. I'm hoping I'm getting it right. I'm getting it right. But there's a bit of a drug connection there.
A little bit, because like my live show, it involves sometimes my music's a little outrageous, and I just rather have my performances be more of an experience.
I've seen your live show. You have a projector going on, and you have friends helping you out. You dress up. There's makeup, face makeup. What decisions go into your live performance?
Well, dressing up is a way to make me feel more comfortable on stage because I'm just one person, right? And having a bunch of people like just staring at you, you know, and the lights and projector is just a way to amp up the show to get people more like involved with it instead of just watching one person on stage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know, kind of stuck to the microphone a lot. So, but I'm trying to come up with a way to put a microphone on my guitar.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not the cordless microphone idea, or the cordless.
I think I might do a wireless microphone because, other than that, you have to like open up your pickups and attach stuff into there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of the live performances, it's goes along the run of things that are trippy.
Yeah.
Trippy.
Especially the videos.
Would you encourage people who partake in psychedelic drugs to go see your show?
I would definitely encourage it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Just don't cause a ruckus unless it's a fun ruckus.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Your songs, I find them rather morbid. Do you feel different?
I think my songs are a little bit of a mix of morbid and, I don't know, they're morbid, they're dark, but they're also lustful, and there's happy words in the songs. You just gotta find out the lyrics, and then you can find out how you feel about the song, really.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? We are going to take a music break. I understand that you are putting out a new album. Is this like a short play?
Well, I'm putting out an EP. It's going to be a 5-track EP.
An EP. And that is happening, isn't that happening October 5th? Where's that?
It's happening October 5th at the Bulldog Event Center. I haven't played there before, but they have some projectors there. So I'm going to put a 3D show on.
Oh, so. Okay. Okay. October 5th, you can see.
Idiophilamide.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the catch.
No problem.
There. I am sitting down with Anthony Alexander Valed. Let's listen to more music, and we'll be back here, and we'll keep talking to him. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, the U of W.
Yeah.
back on the show, CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this out of the University of Winnipeg. If you've never been to our studios, 4.5 floors. Is it 4.5 floor? Yeah, fourth and a half floor. That's what I was trying to say. All right. I'm here with Anthony Alexander Villad. We are going to talk about his band and his music. Talk about your latest release and well, what songs like strike out at you? Like,
well, my last CD was kind of a little bit of a compilation of like songs I've made over the past couple of years. So I wanted to try and make something that sounded like new but still with the old, right?
Oh yeah.
So I'm trying to make songs that sound poppy, but still have the screaming and like emotional attachment I have to them. I want other people to have that kind of emotional attachment to them as well.
Well, recently you told me this was like off microphone, if I'm not wrong, that you performed at an industrial night. It was like the retro industrial night.
Yeah, I played at the Goth and Freaks, put on by Ogre Mind and Strange Things Emporium.
Yeah, and it's a crowd that likes to dance.
They do like to dance.
And did you find dancing to you?
A little bit, but I find that people usually dance to music they already know, right?
Yeah.
So I tried.
I'm one of those rare people that I dance to music I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not much of a dancer myself, but it depends what kind of mood you catch me in.
So by titles of songs, which songs really strike out at you, and just why?
Well, I'm only going to talk about two of them right now.
Okay.
One of them is called "Come and Kiss Me Wrong."
Okay.
Yeah, I like the title. I think it matches the song. I named it after I made the song.
Okay.
And then the other song is called "Prom Queen," and that's self-explanatory. I say "Prom Queen" like 30 times in the song. So,
okay. You know.
And
okay.
It's more of an industrial type song. I kind of wrote it specifically for the goth and freak show that I played.
All right, both those songs we have listened to already. Now, how do you feel about performing all different types of events with all different types of bands? Like, I noticed that you have not only played industrial nights, but you've played what we could call art house nights. You've played heavy metal shows. It's really coming at all directions. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think I'm really just trying to find a place for my music to be played in. Because, you know, some of it's metal, some of it's electronic, some of it's kind of punkish, you know, some of it's artsy. So I try to get around everywhere.
Right? Yeah, try to get around. You know, does it make you feel fresh?
Does it make me? Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. All right. Where can listeners know more about your music?
I would suggest my Instagram page or my Facebook page, but the link is easier to find on my Instagram page. It's just @adithalamide, and then I have a link there which has like 12 links to other places on the internet that you can look at my stuff.
All right, cool. We'll listen to more of your music. There is an album you put out. It's called This Is a Secret, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I put This Is a Secret out at the end of August 2018, so last year. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll listen to a couple of tracks off that. Thank you very much for joining me.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Martin.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right, more of the show to go as we go along. You are listening to CKUW, the 95.9 FM.